Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast on end of financial year news was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Friday, the 29th of June 2018. It's the end of the financial year and boy have we got an exciting new year ahead. Obviously, this time of year signifies the beginning of trust account audit time. It is important to ensure that your trust accounts are being audited correctly and that the agency retains a copy of the audit reports. It is unfortunate that the last 5 years has seen a massive increase in trust account fraud and theft. The Property Services Compensation Fund has paid out more money in the last 2 years than ever before. You can be reassured that New South Wales Fair Trading are going to keep a close eye on who does and who does not have their trust accounts audited. With the property industry reforms coming and the potential for some very severe penalties for not having the audits completed correctly, it is not worth the risk to your business to not comply with these requirements. If you haven't done so already, find a good trust account auditor that knows property trust accounts. If you do not have someone in the industry that you trust, the Australian College of Professionals will be happy to make a recommendation. It was originally foreseen that July would be the commencement date for the property industry reforms. We can very clearly advise that these reforms are not going to commence on the 1st of July this year, and in fact New South Wales Fair Trading are stating that it is more than likely that the commencement date will be in the second quarter of 2019. With the impending state elections in early 2019, this will stall the implementation of the reforms. What this means for agents is a little more time to prepare your business and staff for the changes that are coming to our industry. Last week, our college principal, Rosie Sullivan, attended an information session with New South Wales Fair Trading regarding the changes ahead. At that meeting, Fair Trading confirmed that they expect the reforms to come into place next year. While the legislation has already been passed through Parliament early this year in March, the regulations are being drafted at this moment. What has been confirmed is that your continuing professional development requirements will most definitely be changing. You will no longer be working with a points system, but an hours system, depending on your category of license or qualification. These changes can in fact come into effect at any time as they are outside of the regulations, and we expect these changes to take place in October-November this year. It is imperative that all agents take responsibility for their CPD requirements and keep up to date with the changes as they happen. For more information on the changes regarding the licenses and CPD, as well as implementation dates, head over to the College of Professionals Facebook page and listen to Rosie's latest Wednesday live session, which was all about the reforms.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.